Chulim Pek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Shochet Me'echais B'mokim Echod, Kisui Echod L'Kulon. The mitzvah of Kisui Hadam could do one Maisa Kisui L'Kulon. Halacha is covering over all the blood. But there would be a tzad that he has to do a separate Maisa on a separate Maisa of being Mechasa. It's not just the din, the dam should be covered. He has to do a Maisa Kisui. Marshal, if the dam falls into offer, it's still not mechusa. He has to do a maisa of covering it. Not enough that it happens by itself. So memelo, there would be a mokum to say that each shchita should be a separate maisa mitzvah. The Gemara even learns it out of a pasuk. The pasuk says by kisui adam, chayo oif. The Gemara understands that means even a riboy chayos, even a riboy oifos. And there's an extra knetch in that. Watch what the Mishnah says. Like we just said. What about chayiv oif b'mokam echod? The Tanakhama says over there also, there's one mitzvah, many chayis, many oifis, and many chayis ve'oifis. Also kisei echad l'kulon. Over here there's a chaylek, Rabbi Yehuda oif, shochet chayi chaseno, v'achakach yishchez oif. Chaya and oif, since the Torah writes oi, each one's considered a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah is mechayev a separate maisa, you have to do each one separately. He's not choylik that you can do many chayas or many oifos together. Only chayas and oifos. There's another nafkamina that the Rav points out from Rishonim, upgelernt in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since chayev oif is two mitzvahs, so then the halach is, if somebody is coming to shech the chaya and an oif, you have a shoichit, in the shtetl on a busy Thursday, and he's shechting chickens, which are oifos, and one person comes with a chaya. He can't shecht and then cover over. Chayas, he could shecht a bunch and then cover it all over together. He doesn't have to stop and make kisei adam in each one. But by the chaya and the oif, since the gemar of the mitzvah of the chaya is done, because now he's doing a different mitzvah, he's doing oif. So Meli has to stop. He has to be mechasa the dam, because the kisui adam is the end of the mitzvah of shchita. It's nischai v'ayideh the ma'ase shchita. So he's mechuyv in kisui adam on one, and then he goes to the other, the oif or the chaya, and he shechts the other one. What's a big tumult by the Rishonim, learning up in the Gemara, is how to be nisyachas in Hilchas Brachas. Some Rishonim understand that this that the Gemara says, that even though you're supposed to shecht chayis and oifis separately, with the kisui of the chayis being before the shchita of the oifis, still the gabi the bracha, you only have to make one bracha. Does that mean that there's no hefsik, and then he can make the bracha on two shchitas? That means you shecht the chayah, he does the kisui adam, and even though he was mafsik with kisui adam, with the bracha of kisui adam, but he can make the bracha of shchita, or rather he doesn't have to make another bracha on shchita. That means when he has in front of him, a sheikhe has coming in front of him, a chaya and an oif, he makes one bracha ala shchita, and everything is nichlal in the bicha shchita he has also, he can be moitzi the second shchita. The fact that the kisu is mafsik, and that he had to be mafsik with the kisu because it's a separate kisu for chaya and a separate kisu for oif, that fact is not mafriya legabi the shchita being under one bracha. That's cool. We'll make one bracha on the shchita, sheikhid, mechasa, and shuv shochat all the min. But lemaisa gabi the biches kisi adam, the bracha that he makes on the first kisi adam, on the chaya, doesn't help the gabi kisi adam on the oif, and then he has to make a separate bracha. What the chilik is, the Rishonim HaMazbir, you have to remember, or rather let's point out, that there's another need in also, when to make a bracha on the kisi adam. The Rosh, the Ram, the other Rishonim bring down a machlekes kadmoinim, whether, let's say a person is shechting and being mechasa one chicken. Does he shecht? Normally you make a bracha, you make before the shechita, and then l'chayosh you make before the kisui. Others taina, this is two shittas, that the kisui is the gemar of mitzvah shechita, even though it's a separate maisa mitzvah, but it's not considered totally a separate maisa. And memela, the ivelas yosin you can't make, because the ivelas yosin is still in the middle of the shechita. So Mela, what you do is you make the bracha after the kisui. That's what other Rishonim hold. Normally, if a person does a mitzvah, you can make a bracha afterwards if you forgot to make a bracha. Not like eating and he takes a bite, he forgot to make a bracha, so take another bite. Over here, it's after mitzvah, finished, done. Over here, there has to be that the kisui is meshach shaychit to the shkita. Make a bracha after. So Maisa, the Rosh brings down. We don't pass now. We make a bracha before the shkita, before the kisui. So the chayyur, what he means to say, these rishayim, is that he's shaychit, he's mevorech u'mechaseh, and then he shechts without another bracha on the second min. Lemaisa, the rishayim bring down rishayim Rabbeinu Tam not that way. That even the kisui, the part that we just said about the shkita is true, but even the kisui, he doesn't have to make a separate bracha. They don't hold the distinction between the shkita and the kisui. The next din in the Mishnah is a lamda shedin. Shochat v'loy kiso v'ra'o acher. Let's say Reuven shechted a chay or an oif, and he wasn't mechasa. Shimon sees the dam. Not Shimon necessarily saw the shkita. Shimon sees the dam. He knows that it's dam of a shkita, and it was not Niskayim bo mitzvahs kisui adam. Chayiv l'chasois. Now why would he be chayiv? Is this a din on the shoychit? It's a din on anybody. So the Gemara says that it's gzeis hakosuf. The gzeis hakosuf goes like this. The pasuk says, v'shofach has domei v'chiso v'ofor, that the one whose shofach has domei, the shoychit, has a mitzvah saseh, mutl olov, to mechase v'ofor. So that's his mitzvah. And he's mechuyiv to do it. He can't walk away and be saying somebody else is going to do it. However, the next pasuk says, "Kinefesh kobosa domi benafshu uva oimar levnei Yisrael." There's a separate declaration levnei Yisrael to be mechasa. What does that mean? That means even somebody who didn't shecht. The Rav brings it down b'shem the Gemara. So one way to understand is that the second din va'oimar levnei Yisrael is megala that the din of kisui adam is not really a din on the shoychit. It's a din that the dam. It's a din that dam. The dam hashchita is ton kisui. It's one way, the yeshivish way to say it, is that the cheftza of dam is ton kisui. And mamela it's him, or it's somebody else. Now, let's say he shechted, Reuven shechted, and he walked away. And Shimon shechted. Was Reuven mevatel mitzvah say deraisa? Well, maybe not. Maybe in the din of Oimel of Nei Yisrael, state that there's no inherent din, the shoychit has to be mechasa. Maybe he's the one who's achroi. But if he knows it's going to be mechusa, he can walk away, and the dam will be niskasa. That's be'etzem the ikad din of the dam. The other way to say it is no. There's a din a mitzvah saseh, a maisa mitzvah on the shoychit to be mechasa. If he walks away, he's not mekayim. He's mevatel mitzvah saseh. Not only that. Achroinim have an arichus here. Babus the classic arichus. Ktzois and tvua shor, another gdel achroinim. They're like every other mitzvah sheb begufoy. If a person doesn't do it and he outsources it, he gives it over to shliach. It's not the yotze. Mitzvah lulav you can't outsource. The shach, the tvua shor have an arichus over here in Hilchus Kisui Adam. That maybe this would be true also biyachas to a shlichus on milo. A father has a mitzvah to mal his son. He can't outsource that. Others say, no, the mitzvah's mila is not primarily to do the ma'aseh shechita. Of course, you have to do the ma'aseh shechita. But the etzem mitzvah is that his son should be normal, and that can be niskayim al-yidei shliach. You can't give over a ma'aseh to somebody else to do, but that a job that you ram your alerko should be taken care of, that you can give over. That a ma'aseh should be built on your porch, you can give over to a shliach. So that your son should be gemalt, you give over to a shliach. And which most people do that. Most people can't mal, so they give over to a moil, right? Most people take a moil for their son's bris. So you can do the same thing for kisui adam. The pashtus is that there's both. There is a mitzvah saseh on the shoychid, and he's not allowed to walk away. And he is mevatel mitzvah saseh. And then there's a separate din that the Torah says that the cheftza of the dam is ton kisui. And a mail that imposes another din on any bystander to be mechas of the dam. But that's not the ikid din of the mitzvah saseh that's mutl on the shoychid. Kisov in his gala. We have another Tesefis, which is a chershak to what we just discussed. He was mechasa, and it became uncovered. Potem ilechasois. Doesn't have to be covered over. It was already niskayim the din kisei adam. Both mitzvah the maisa mitzvah, and both mitzvah the dam being mechusa. However, let's say he was shechting in a windy place, and as soon as he shechted, the dam hit the ground, wind came and blew earth, dirt, over the dam. Kiso haruach, chayv l'chasos. Which means, if the shoychit was mekayim the mitzvah say, so maisa mitzvah's kisui was done, the fact that the dam now, that was mechusa, becomes uncovered, doesn't make the dam shuv mechayiv kisui. It was already in the sky in the din in the dam that it should be mechusa. However, Kiso haruach means that nobody ever did a maisa kisui. The sandstorm blew earth over. So a maisa mitzvah was never done. The fact that you're not mechuyev to uncover it just means that the maisa mitzvah of kisui is only when there's dam to be makrasa. If there's no dam, because the dam is covered over, it's not dam that's tone kisui. However, if it became uncovered, haloi, there was no maisa mitzvah. So you want to know, was there maisa mitzvah that was mafkia from the dam? Oh, it's not tone kisui anymore? No. No maisa mitzvah was done. No mitzvah was niskayim. There just was no dam that was tone kisui. Now there is. So now you have to be mechasa. So look here, there's this composite of these two ideas. That there's a maisa mitzvah kisui and a mitzvah that the dam should be mechusa. Look here, it plays itself out very sharply over here. One of the famous discussions of the Achronim, Kivegen Yerder Chovches, all the Achronim are tumul with it, there's a stipler, barichus on this. What happens, we're going to learn in Mir Hashem, the next Mishnah, that there are things, there are types of coverings that are not royally kisui. You have to cover ba'ofer. Let's say it was covered over with tiles, with plastic, whatever, something that's not roy. Do we say the Enochanami, a maisa mitzvah wasn't in this kind, that of course, you put a piece of plastic or tile, ceramic, on top of the dam. Avadi not makayim the mitzvah kisui. But lemaisa, there's no dam that's tone kisui. So there's no maisa mitzvah. Well, maybe not. It's only if offer was on top, even though no maisa mitzvah was in the sky. But that's called there's no dam. It's dam mechusav offer. There's no dam here that's tone kisui. So there's no maisa mitzvah hamuchuyeves. But if it's covered over with a piece of plastic, that's nothing. So there's dam megul. That's called dam. That's ton kisei. And there is a ma'ase mitzvah. And you mechuyev to uncover it and cover the dam. That's a famous discussion of achroim. Now let's go back to Mishnah Hey. Dam shenisar b'mayim. The basics of this type of discussion, when dam is mixed together with other liquids, when it's still considered dam, its easiest application, that's negeya, is l'gabi dam of a carbon. And sure enough, that's a Mishnah in Zvachim per Ches Mishnah Vov. And the discussion of the two dinim are basically the same. When is the dam over here that's mixed in with something else still considered dam? And when is it always dam? Taruvus. Dam shen isar b'mayim. It's mixed in with water. Im yesh b'maras dam, if it still has a tinge of red, and you could still see the color of dam, chay v'chasas, it's called dam. Nisar b'yayin. Nisar b'yayin, where the color is not going to be telling anymore because it's the same color. I.e. blood libels, where they used to take wine and they used to switch it. So nisar b'yayin, you're not going to be able to tell from the color. Royin oyser ki'ilu mayim, doesn't have to be visible to the eye. It has to be that amount that would be visible if it would be mayim. That's when the taruvus is mevatalit, is when it's a color that wouldn't be nearly mayim. Nisar b'dam ha'behema b'dam ha'chaya. Remember that only a chaya or an oif is chayv and kisui. Over here it got mixed up, b'dam behema, that's potter. Or b'dam ha-chaya. The Rav points out this does not mean dam of a deer, of a chaya. Dam ha-chaya is regular blood, not dam ha-nefesh, which is tone kisui. Remember, it's only the dam that comes out with the shchita. This is dam blood of an animal. It's not tone shchita. Again, even though it's the same color, ro'in ha-sekilu mayim, that will be the taruvis that will determine whether it's still called this dam here that's tone kisui. Reb Yehuda Oimer ain't dam mevatel dam. Yain is yem mevatel, mayim is yem mevatel. He holds the same thing legabi the color. You have to look ki'ilu hoisa mayim. But dam is not mevatel dam. This is the famous sheet of Reb Yehuda that min b'minei loy batli. Reb Yehuda holds that a piece of nevela that falls into shchuta, they're both meat. One is also, one is mutter. We don't say bitul b'roiv. The whole pot is also. So over here also, the min b'minei is not mevatel. The Pashto understanding of Rabbi Yehuda Shita that min is not mevatel minoi is based on Exes HaKosov. The Gemara says that by the avoid of Yom Kippur, you take from the dam hapor and you take from the dam hasor, you mix them together and you do hazor of the two together. Chayra, dam hapar, is certainly more than dam hasor. It's a much bigger animal. But filohochi, we don't look at the dam hasor as being nizbatel. So the Rabbanon hold specifically over here because they're both zvochim, that's why they're not mevatel. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is a Shas principle. It's a klal Shas, the min b'minei loy batli. We'll speak out a lomdusha hezber in this nekuda, in this machlokes, because it'll serve us well in the eighth perek, in Yetzer Hashem, when we learn Hilchus Taruvus in Perek Yud Anosha and Perek Kol Abosa, we'll speak it out by Kitzur Nimrus. This is based on famous raid that all the Achronim discuss, which comes from a Ran in a Dorm Daf Nun Beis, classic raid. The Ran explains that the principle of Bittul is based on two things which are not the same. So the hisnagdus of the two create where one is rendered bottle to the other. If I take, for instance, a cup of water and I pour it into a pitcher of water, the cup of water is not bottle, it's just the pitcher of water just got bigger. Water and water go together. One is not mevatel the other, they become one composite. The kamus is nisraba. So what happens, let's say, I take a piece of meat, I take a piece of nevela, and I put it into a big pot of kosher meat. Bittel? All you did was you made a pot with more meat. If I take a piece of chicken or a piece of vegetable and I throw it into a pot of meat, so the vegetables became bottle. The chicken became bottle. But if both of them are cow meat, one happens to be kosher and one happens to be not kosher, where's the bittel? So the Ran explains that the Rabbanan HaMechadish, that you can have the principle of Bittul even when the differential between the two items is not a different min, it's not a different type, it's a different status in Halacha. One is Isser and one is Heter. The Heter is Mevatul the Isser. Yehuda argues on that principle. He says that Bittul has to be based on a difference in Mitzius, not a difference in Halacha, and therefore min b'minei lebatei. Ayin Sham, what the Ran explains, the Gabe Martin, that's not negatos, but that is the principle, the way the Ran explains this halacha. We'll discuss more the basic idea of Bittul, of course, when we're learning the sugis in the eighth paragraph.